Hey there, and welcome to the One Church podcast. This message was recorded live at one of our services. If you'd like to know more about life at One Church, visit us online at weareone.church or check us out on social media.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for joining us. It's so good to have you with us today. My name is Chris, and I'm the pastor at One Church Keynsham. And we're in the middle of a series right now that we've called Shipwrecked. And the idea in this series is that if we are going to live big, if we're going to live our best life, the life that, and do everything that God has for us and be everything that He wants us to be, that there are going to be at times things that we need to let go of in order to move forward. And you find this story in the book of Acts chapter 27, where a guy called Paul is in a storm in a boat with a bunch of other people, and they are up against it. They've been in a storm for weeks, but in order for them to move forward and to be where God wants them to be, God speaks to Paul and He says, you need to take courage. Only the ship will be lost. Not a single one of you will be harmed. Sometimes there are some ships we need to wreck in order for God to take us to where He wants us to be. In the book of Hebrews, it says, throw off everything that hinders you, the sin that so easily entangles you. And so this idea of letting go, this idea of throwing off, is something that we've been looking at in this series. And in week one, I looked at the idea of throwing off hurt and bitterness. We talked about what forgiveness is and what forgiveness isn't. And then last week, Mel spoke an incredible message about throwing off old beliefs, those kind of belief systems that are entrenched in our minds, that maybe they're beliefs about who we are, beliefs about what we're able to do, maybe they're beliefs about other people, or possibly even beliefs that we hold about God. And these beliefs can often limit us from moving forward in our lives. And there's some beliefs we need to throw off. If you didn't see that message, I encourage you to go back and watch it. It was just a fantastic message, really encouraging. And today I want to talk to you about throwing off or letting go of offense. Letting go of offense. And it's kind of a bit of an extension of my first part of this series when I was talking about forgiveness, but I'm not going to apologize for banging on about this subject of forgiveness and letting go of offense. I think it's such a trap that we can fall into, such a dangerous trap, because if we keep living offended, we're going to keep living divided. And if we keep living divided, we're going to limit the potential and the blessing that comes from God when we live united. And so if you forget anything else I say today, I want you to remember that if we keep living offended, we're going to keep living divided. And if we keep living divided, we are limiting the potential for God to do something in and through our lives. And so I'm going to talk to you shortly today about letting go of offenses. We're going to pray. Father God, I just pray this morning that your words would come and change our lives. God, I can share thoughts, I can share ideas, and I've worked hard to prepare this message. But God, only you can take these words, transfer them through these screens into the hearts and homes of people watching, and to do something with it, to change lives. And God, I pray you help us to let go of offense. Help us to forgive, Lord God. Maybe, I don't know who's watching today, God. Maybe there are people that are carrying offenses today. Maybe people are offended by me today. God, I pray that through this service and through your words that you speak to us today, that we would be able to let go of offense and that we would be able to move forward united and experience the blessing that comes from that, from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. How many of you know someone who is easily offended? Right? In fact, if that person right now would probably be really offended if they knew that you put your hand up, yeah? And how many of you would be honest enough to say as well that perhaps there are times when you can be too easily offended? And this definitely been a struggle in my life at times, particularly when I'm driving. That's definitely a time. That's definitely a difficult time. You know, when you're driving and there's just the right amount of space between you and the car in front, and then somebody kind of runs up the side of you, you know, going ridiculous speeds up the ring road, and then they just slam in at the last minute, cut you up just to get into the space so they can take off on the junction. And oh, those things can really, they can really irritate me at times. I can be really wound up by that. Or maybe you're at a junction and it's your right of way, but you choose to, out of your generosity, out of the kindness of your heart, you choose to let the other person go, and they don't even recognize it. They don't even say thank you. I mean, that can really kind of get your blood boiling, can't it, at times? And I think in this day and age as well, with the advancements in technology, we've found even more creative ways, haven't we, to get offended. You know, when you post that really heartfelt message on your Facebook feed or on your social feed, and your friend doesn't like it, even though you like all of their stuff. And or maybe you've posted one of those chainmail things up where, you know, you get to the end of it and it says it, only real friends would have read this far and will share this, and then nobody does, and you get really offended. Maybe you send a text to someone and it just takes them like days to respond to you, even though you normally would respond so much quicker. I don't know about you, but I can find myself at times being so easily offended by the things people do, by the things they don't do, by the things they say, by the things they don't say, by the things they don't do quick enough, by the things they do too quick, the way they look at me, the way they don't look at me. The smallest things can often set us off in the biggest ways. And when what happens is, when we let offenses get into our hearts, what can happen is that our attitudes can be affected. So we can get a bit of a bad attitude. This offense can kind of overcome those attitudes. And what happens is we then act out, don't we? We say something, we wind the window down and we shout, or we do something, and we respond and we react in a way that perhaps we might end up regretting. And what happens is that relationships can then be damaged by this kind of reaction or this response. We can find ourselves being divided and relationships being destroyed. I want to tell you this story of this one time where I really lost it. And it was at Christmas, and we'd gone to the mall, and there was this helter-skelter ride that the kids wanted to go on. And so we were like, great, yeah, they can all go on, it's £2.50 each. And then our youngest child was not quite tall enough for the ride. And so the rules were that she'd have to go on with an adult. So I said I would go on with her. And as we went to get on the ride, the person running the ride said, oh, that's £2.50 for you as well. And so because my daughter was too small, I had to go on with her. That was the rules. But then they were going to double charge us for that ride, like as if I wanted to go on this helter-skelter. And honestly, for some reason, I got so agitated, so irritated by this fact, this unfair, this injustice that we were experiencing. And I lost it. I got really angry at him. I told him that none of the kids were going to go on the ride, that we weren't going to give him a penny. And I kind of stormed off, and I was huffing and puffing. And Anna kind of just turned to me and she said, oh, wouldn't it be funny if he turned up to our carol concert tomorrow? Yeah, that's right, the carol concert that I was preaching at, that I was going to be telling people all about the love of Jesus at, me, the pastor, that's just lost my temper at this guy for doing his job. And it's a bit of an embarrassing story, really. But so often, I think we can find ourselves, even as Christians, we can find ourselves enjoying the grace of God for ourselves, but failing to extend it to others. And I love what Craig Rochelle says about this. For him to battle offense in his life, he speaks this statement over himself on a daily basis. He says that my life is too short and my calling is too great to live offended. My life is too short and my calling is too great to live offended. Life passes by so fast, doesn't it? It's so quick. Like, my daughter was born 5 minutes ago and she's already 15 years old. She's nearly as tall as me, and life just goes so quickly. And my calling is too great as well. You know, as Christians, we're called to be salt and light to the earth. We're called to go into the world and preach the good news and of the love of Jesus. We're called to reflect the love of God in everything that we do. We're to be God's hands and feet. We're his ambassadors to the world. And our lives are too short and our calling is too great to be offended. Is this a great verse in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11, and it says this, that a person's wisdom yields patience. It's to one's glory to overlook an offense. To overlook an offense. We talked a little bit about this in week one, but to overlook an offense is not to forget that it's ever happened. It's not to ignore that it's happened, but it is to make a conscious choice to let it go. It's a form of forgiveness. And I think it's something that we need to do immediately, in the moment. I call it insta-gone. We need to just, in the moment, as the offense happens, choose to let it go. Choose not to let it enter into our hearts. It is to a person's glory. It's to a person's glory to overlook, to rise above it, to not allow it to get into our hearts and just to overlook the offense. In Ephesians 4 verse 2, God tells us to give allowance for each other's faults because of our love. It's true, isn't it, that so often we expect people to give us the benefit of the doubt when we make mistakes, when we put our foot in our mouth and we say things we shouldn't have said or done things that we shouldn't have done. But yet we're so quick to judge others by their actions. You know, if you find yourself being offended often, if you find yourself repeatedly in this place where you feel offended, maybe you feel disconnected from others, or you're constantly being offended by other people, or you feel like you're struggling to build great friendships or relationships with people because of offense, then I want to suggest to you today that maybe the issue is not with them, but maybe the issue could be something within you, something you need to let go of if you are to move forward. You know, they say that when someone has crushed you, that's when you actually find out what you're really like. There's this old African proverb, and it says this, that if you want to know what tree it is, bump into it and see what fruit falls. If you want to know what tree it is, bump into it and see what fruit falls. Why does God allow these people in our lives, these people to irritate us and wind us up and offend us so often? They seem to be everywhere we go, don't we? We can't avoid it. So why are they there? What's that all about? And I think it's a great opportunity for God to help us to become more like him, to be more loving, to be more patient, and to help us to learn how to overlook the offense, to see beyond the offense, and to see who God has created. And so I think it's best in those moments that one of the things that I found most helpful in that moment where I'm offended is to just take a moment before I respond, before I react, to pause, to take a breath, and allow the Spirit to lead me instead of my emotion. My emotion wants to act out. My emotion wants to respond. I want to go into my defense and talk about all the reasons why they shouldn't have said that and shouldn't have done that. But my spirit wants to lead me in patience and in grace towards others. And so I need to take a moment to pause and to ask God to help to lead me in patience and in grace. And the second thing that I think we should do is that we should invite God to search our own hearts also. David asked this in a prayer that he prayed. He asked God to, or he gave God permission to come and search his soul. And he said this, he prayed, God, see if there is any offensive way in me. In other words, God, is there anything wrong in me, anything impure in me, any bad attitude in me? Is there something in me, God, that you need to work in me? And so he invites God to search his heart. And I think this is a great way to respond to offense. God, come and search me. Come and search my heart. Is there anything in me? I give you permission. And do you know what? That's not the kind of prayer I ever got taught to pray at Sunday school, but I think it's the type of prayer we need to pray more. God, come and search me. I invite you to do something more in me. Search my heart, God. I bear my soul to you. Why? Why do I do this? Because if we keep living offended, then we're going to keep living divided. And if we keep living divided, then we are going to limit the potential and the blessing that comes from living united. Be encouraged. I want to pray for you this week that you would have the wisdom and the patience to overlook offense, that the Spirit would lead you as you take a pause, as you take a break, as you take a breath, to allow the Spirit to lead you in patience and in grace, that you would be able to let offense go. You don't need to deal with it. You don't need to tell everybody why it was so wrong and why you're so right. Just to let it go, to overlook that offense, to rise above it. I'm going to pray God helps you to do that this week. And I'm going to pray that you're going to have the courage to pray the kind of prayer that David prayed. God, come and search my heart. God, come and do something more in me. I don't want to live offended. I want to live bigger in my life. I want you to do something through me. Help me to live united. Help me to live bigger. In Jesus' name, amen.